imagine spending every waking second creating something beautiful, only for someone to walk through it and ruin it? That is the life of a spider. They weave, they spin, and they make webs better than any human bridge. It's a miracle hidden in plain sight. But it makes you wonder, where did that instinct begin? Where did the very first spider come from? Hi, explorers. I'm Laura from Faithfully Explore. And today, we are packing our bags and traveling all the way back in time to ancient Greece. Now, before we go, I need to know, are my explorers ready? When I say faithfully, you say explore. Let's try it. Faithfully.
Explore.
One more time louder. Faithfully.
Explore.
I love it. Okay, explorers, let's go.
Faithfully, explore is the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack.
We've landed in a small village in ancient Greece. The sun is bright. The air smells like olive trees and fresh bread. And if you listen very carefully, do you hear that? That's the sound of a loom. That's the sound of someone making cloth. And that someone is a young woman named Arachne. Can you say her name with me? Arachne. Perfect. Arachne lived with her father in a little stone house at the edge of the village. And from the time she was about your age, she loved to weave. She would sit at her loom for hours, fingers flying, weaving thread over and under, until something magical appeared. Cloth that looked like clouds drifting across a blue sky. Cloth that shimmered like sunlight dancing on water. Cloth so beautiful, people would walk from faraway villages just to see it. The neighbors would stop in the street. They would whisper to each other.
Did you see what that Arachne made? I've never seen anything like it in all my years.
They say her fingers are touched by magic. Truly, she must have learned from the gods themselves.
And Arachne would hear this and smile. She worked so hard. She deserved to feel proud. And for a while, she did, in a good way. And then some things started to change. Have you ever seen a bird puffed up its feathers to look really big? Or maybe a kid on the playground who says, "I'm the best at everything, and you can't play." That's what started happening to Arachne. She started getting what I like to call a puffy chest. Her talent was real. Her hard work was real. But something in her heart started to twist. Instead of feeling proud in a good way, she started to feel proud in a mean way. She started to say things like this. "Of course my weaving is the most beautiful. I'm simply the best there is. Better than anyone in this village. Better than anyone in all of Greece." And then one day, she said something that made everyone gasp. "I am even better than Athena herself."
Oh, explorers, did you just hear that?
She said she was better than Athena. Now, Athena was no ordinary person. Athena was the goddess of wisdom and crafts, one of the most powerful gods on Mount Olympus. And weaving? Weaving was one of Athena's greatest gifts. Saying you're better than Athena was like saying you can run faster than the wind or jump higher than the moon. It was a big, big claim. Okay, explorers, let's pause the story for just a second because I want to talk to you about something important. Was it okay for Arachne to feel proud of her weaving? Yes, of course it was. She worked really hard. She practiced every single day. Feeling proud of something you've worked for is a good thing. But here's the difference. There's proud and there's boastful. Proud sounds like, I've worked really hard on this, and I'm so happy with how it turned out. Boastful sounds like this. I'm better than everyone, and no one could ever be as good as me. Do you hear the difference? Boastful means using your talent to make other people feel small. And Arachne, she had slipped from proud all the way into boastful. It's game time! Let's do a quick game to remember this. I'll say something and you tell me if it's proud or boastful. Ready? I drew this picture all by myself and I really love it. Is that proud or boastful? Proud, that's right. My drawing is so much better than yours. Yours is terrible. Is that proud or boastful? Boastful, exactly. I practice swimming every day, and now I can do the backstroke. Proud or boastful? Proud, you got it. Great job, explorers. Okay, back to our story. One afternoon while Arachne was weaving and humming to herself, a visitor came to her door. It was an old woman bent over a walking stick, her gray hair wrapped in a simple cloth, her eyes kind but watchful.
Excuse me, dear. I've heard such wonderful things about you, about your weaving. Might I rest here and watch you for a moment?
I suppose, but don't touch anything.
You know, in my years, I've seen many talented weavers. The goddess Athena herself is said to be...
Athena? Please, I don't need to learn anything from Athena. If anything, she could learn from me. I'd challenge her to a contest any day.
That so?
The old woman stood up a little straighter, and her eyes began to shimmer. The old woman stepped forward, and then the gray hair faded to gold. The plain cloth became shining armor. The wrinkles smoothed away. And standing there tall, radiant, with silver eyes like the full moon, was Athena herself, goddess of wisdom, goddess of crafts.
I am Athena, and since you have challenged me, Arachne, let us weave. By side, and we shall see who is best.
Fine, let's weave. Okay, explorers, freeze. Before we see what happens next, I need your help. Athena needs to weave the most beautiful cloth the world has ever seen, and we are going to help her. Stand up tall. Here's how weaving works. Thread goes over the other threads. That means you jump up. And thread goes under, that means you crouch down low. Let's practice. Over, under. You've got it. Okay, let's weave. Ready? Over, under, over, over, under, under, over, under, over, 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 under, under, over. Over, under, over, under, over, Athena's cloth is going to be magnificent. Give yourself a shake, and then let's sit back down. Okay, you ready? Because this is the good part. So they began. Athena sat at her loom and began to weave. And what did she weave? She wove images of people helping each other. A farmer sharing his harvest with his neighbor. Children carrying water for someone who couldn't walk. Friends holding hands through hard times. Every image was full of love. Arachne wove too. Her cloth was beautiful. No one could deny that. Her colors were bright. Her lines were perfect. But what did she weave? She wove pictures making fun of the gods. Pictures mocking people who had made mistakes. pictures of people being laughed at. When the contest was over, Athena walked slowly to Arachne's cloth and looked at it for a long, quiet moment.
You are gifted, Arachne. Truly gifted. But look at what you have made. You used your talent not to create beauty, but to wound others. That is what breaks my heart.
I just want it to be the best.
Being the best does not mean tearing others down. A gift used to hurt others is a gift wasted.
Arachne looked down at her cloth, and for the first time, she really looked at it, and she felt something she hadn't felt in a long time. Shame. Athena, who was sad, not just angry, made a decision. She looked at Arachne and she said,
"You love to weave. You will always love to weave. And so, you shall weave forever."
And Arachne began to change. She grew smaller and smaller and smaller still. Her fingers, those talented, quick fingers, became 8 slender legs. And Arachne became a spider. The very first spider, the mother of every spider that has ever lived. And to this day, every spider in the world still does what Arachne did best. They spin and they weave day and night, making webs so delicate and perfect. Isn't that something? Explorers, can you make a sound with me? I want you to make the softest, quickest little sound with your tongue like this. Can you try it? That's the sound of Arachne, the very first spider, scurrying across her web. Now hold up your hands and wiggle all your fingers as fast as you can. Keep wiggling. That's Arachne spinning her web, over and under, over and under, weaving something beautiful way up in the corner of a sunny room. You can lower your hands now. Arachne forgot something important. Her talent, the ability to weave like that, was a gift. She didn't ask for it. She was born with it, and she worked to grow it. Gifts aren't for making us feel bigger than everyone else. They're for making the world more beautiful. The saddest part of Arachne's story isn't that she became a spider. The saddest part is how lonely she must have been, so busy being the best that she pushed everyone away. Here's what I want you to remember, explorers. Being the best doesn't mean you have to be the bossiest. And having a talent doesn't mean other people's talents don't matter. You can be amazing and be kind. In fact, the kindest people are usually the most amazing ones of all. What's inside our belief backpack this week? These are the things we're taking home from today's adventure. I'll say it. You say it back, loud and proud. I am talented.
I am talented.
I am kind.
I am kind.
Be proud, but stay kind.
Be proud, but stay kind.
One more time, all together, ready? I am talented, I am kind, be proud, but stay kind. Yes! That goes right in our belief backpack. Zip it up, you've earned it. Here is our Explorer Challenge for this week, and it's a two-parter. Part one, find something you're good at. It can be anything. Drawing, running, making funny faces, being a good listener, building with blocks, anything. This week, use that talent to help someone else or make someone else smile. That's a talent used for good. Part two, the next time you feel that puffy chest feeling, you know, that I'm better than everyone feeling, take one breath and ask yourself, am I being proud or am I being boastful? If you remember to ask that question, you're already doing better than Arachne did. And hey, If you slip up sometimes, that's okay. We're all learning. That's why we explore. If you want to practice being proud and not being boastful, head on over to faithfullyexplore.com and download the game from today's show. Thank you so much for exploring with me today, explorers. You jumped, crouched, skittered, chanted, and you listened really well, too. I'm so proud of you. Next time, we'll travel somewhere brand new and meet someone else with a story to tell. Until then, remember, you are talented, you are kind, and the world is a better place because you are in it. I'm Laura, and I'll see you on our next adventure on Faithfully
Explore.
Remember, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you.